Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous, and I am so grateful to God that I am with you here today on Block Talk Radio, to encourage you another Wednesday. Isn't that a blessing? It is a blessing to be encouraged and then want to encourage. You know, now some people want encouragement, but they don't want to give none. And then you have those that love to encourage, but they're not encouraged themselves. But I am so glad to be able to say that I am encouraged and that I want to encourage you. And I always say, you cannot give what you don't have. If you are not encouraged, how you going to encourage me? You're going to have to get up and go some to encourage me or to keep me encouraged. And I love that because I'm encouraged, because I'm enjoying my journey. That's what keeps me encouraged. Jeremiah said it another way. He said it just like fire. Shut up in my bones. Oh, I magnify God that I'm here with you on today. And we have a glorious show for you on today, talking about God's timing. Say what? Oh, I know what you're saying. I hear you. Say what? God's timing. Yes. If you are a believer, then that's where we need to be, on God's timing. We need to be lined up with the word of God. What did he say? God's timing. But before we get into that, we're going to stop right here, and we're going to have a word of prayer. Yes, we're going to talk to the master for a few moments, if that's all right. We're going to call him up, and we're going to tell him what we want. This is our time. Prayer. It's our time. It's our telephone, our connection with the Lord. Got to go through prayer, and that's talking to him. Thank you, Lord, for prayer. Have you realized yet that that's your telephone? Your telephone to heaven, your telephone to God, it's prayer. Oh, my God. We can talk to the Lord about anything. And you know what? He ain't going to tell nobody else. But he going to answer our request, and he going to give us how to do it. So right now, whatever that need is, get it in your mind right now. Get it in your mind. And get it in your heart. Put it right there so God can hear you and then answer your prayer. Because we're going to touch and agree. We're touching and agreeing for God to touch right now. Because, you see, he's a right now God. And there isn't anything, hallelujah, that God cannot do. He can do anything but fail. So if you got a situation right now and you need immediate help, it's an emergency. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we can call him up, and that's exactly what we're going to do. It's an emergency. We're living in emergency times, and we need God's help. So come on. Come on, and let's talk to him. You got him dialed up? You ready? Okay, now it's by faith. Most gracious God, today, we thank you, and Lord, we magnify you for who you are, God. For you are God, all by yourself, Lord, and you don't need no help. But we thank you for allowing us as vessels, oh God, representatives of you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, to encourage God, others, Lord, for you have encouraged us in your word, Lord. Thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. My brother, my sister, Lord, you know what they stand in the need of right now. And I touch and I agree with them, Lord Jesus, for you to work it out, God, in the name of Jesus, in your time, God. We're on your time, Lord, and we're going to learn how to wait on you, God, till you say it's due season. We're going to wait on you, God, till you say, God, it's due season. It's time. It's right now, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, bless them now, God. Touch that mind, God. Open up their minds, Lord, and let them see this revelation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as they sit and wait on your time, and Lord, give it to them, God. Touch that mind right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch it, Lord. Touch that mind right now, God, in the name of Jesus. That deliverance that they need right now, God. Go there. Go there, Lord, and touch them, Lord. Encourage them, God. Pull them up out of where they are, Lord, out of their lower self, oh God, and build them up in you, God, so that they can see God in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Elisha's servant said, Master, said, don't you see that the enemy has surrounded us? Thank you, Lord Jesus. But the servant did not see that God had chariots of angels surrounding the enemy. So, God, right now, Lord, open their eyes, God, and let them see, Lord Jesus, the angels, oh God, that you have surrounded them with, God, in the name of Jesus. Go in the hospital, God, the nursing homes, in the homes of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and work it out today, God. That situation, Lord, whatever it is, God, whatever it is, God, show yourself strong in it, God. Show yourself strong in that situation, God. Work it out right now, Lord. God, as they praise you, Lord Jesus, and as they magnify you, God, as they delight in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, work it out, God. Thank you for it right now, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we magnify you, God, for your mighty word, God, in the name of Jesus, for we found it to be, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Medicine, Lord. Medicine, God, your word is, God, medicine, Lord, for all of our flesh, oh God, from the top of our head, oh God, to the soles of our feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's life, God, life and health. Your word is, God, you said they that find it, and very few do, find the word and hide it in their hearts, Lord, but we're hiding you, God. In our hearts, God, that we might not, Lord Jesus, sin against you, God, but we might obey you, Lord Jesus, and we might be healed, oh God, we might be delivered, oh God, and set free, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we believe it right now, God, and we call it done, God, in the name of Jesus. And you said, Lord, if we lift you up, God, you said you would draw, God, all men unto you, God. We lift you up, Lord, In the name of Jesus, we lift you up, God. And we know that you are a man, God, that cannot lie. That if you said it, that settles it, oh God. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you, God, because you look for your word, oh God, to bring it to pass, Lord. And we thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus. We're lifting up your word to you, God. We're standing on it, God, in the name of Jesus. The word of God, we're standing on it, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, God. And you said, Lord Jesus, if we would acknowledge you, God, in all of our ways and our doings, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You said if we would, God, that you, God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, God, that you would hear us, Lord, and that you would grant it, God. We have not because we ask not. So we're asking today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, no matter what the situation is, God. We're asking today, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to get in it, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and settle it, God. And we thank you right now for prayer, for calling you up on today, God, and telling you what we want. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heal and deliverance. Set free, God. Financial blessings, God. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, your favor, God. Hallelujah. Your favor. And we thank you right now, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. I am the most. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we magnify you. God's timing. God's timing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's time. We own your time, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we magnify you now. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We ask that you would look on the saints everywhere, God. Our pastors, our elders, God. My pastor, all nations, oh God. The saints everywhere, God. The bishops, mothers, oh God. In Zion, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for them right now, God. Your blessings everywhere, God. Every striving person, Lord, would you touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you for it now, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Amen. We thank God for prayer. And if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request right there, or you can go online and download All Nations Christian Center Church of God in Christ app, and you can leave your prayer request right there. It is praying time. Man ought to always pray and never faint. So it's praying time. So if you need prayer, go there. Go there. I am a motivational encourager. Yes, I am. God set that in place in me. He said that. I didn't say that. He said it, that I am a motivational encourager. So if you have an event and you need a motivational encourager, go to my email right now. Email me. And I'll come. The Lord, if the Lord say that I can come, I'll come. How about that? So my email address is mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Now, and don't forget to check out my books on my website, all right? And you can get the messages that I talk about also on my website, and you can go right there and listen to them. And don't worry about if you didn't get a chance to hear it at 2 o'clock, because they're archived, and you can just go right back there in and pull them up. All right? All right. Now, let's talk about God's timing. Say what? And we don't have a lot of time, but in the time that we have, because, you know, the enemy is shrewd. And evidently, somebody needed to hear this today, because I tell you, he was busy trying not for me to come on today with this message. God's timing. Say what? So God's timing is perfect. His timing is perfect. Just as all of God's ways are perfect, Psalms 18 and 30, Galatians 4 and 4, God's timing is never early, and it's never been late. So he might not be early, but he's surely not late, but he's always on time. He's an on-time God, and we sing that song that God is an on-time God. He is in complete control of everything and everyone. We don't have to worry. We can rest in the Lord. We can rest in him and be assured that he's got our back. We can do that, but we got to trust him. We got to get there and trust God. Our human nature can make the waiting for God's perfect timing a difficult time to do. That's why it's so important in Romans 12, 1 and 2, get in us, because, and be renewed, be transformed out of this old fleshly man and into that supernatural by faith, go there, by faith, get in that word and allow God to do his thing, transform the mind. Because that's all where it starts, in the mind. Patience is a spiritual fruit. Did you know that? Galatians 5 and 22. And scripture makes it clear that God is pleased with us when we display this virtue. When we be patient, God is pleased with us to wait on him. So be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Psalms 37 and 7. For God is good to those who wait for him. Lamentations 3 and 25, and our patience often reveals the degree of trust we have in God's timing. Ain't that something? Don't you want God to know that you trust him? Well, you're going to have to wait on him. Wait on him, no matter how long it takes. Say, he's a God that you can't hurry. He'll be there, don't worry. Said he might not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Right on time. God is right on time. And our patience often reveals the degree of trust we have in God's timing. We must remember that God operates according to his perfect and foreordained eternal schedule, not ours. He's not on our time, but we're on his. God's timing. Say what? I know you're saying that. Say what? Yes. When you get in line with God's word on his timing, oh my goodness, you're talking about the windows of heaven being lifted, waiting on God. I don't care how long it takes. I remember that one time that the late missionary Maylois Monroe, said that one situation had taken 20 years for God to open it up to her. You know, now you know God can do anything when he's ready. But we have to wait on his timing. So we have to pace ourselves in this race. It's not a sprint, but it's a full race, and we're in it. But we got to stay in it. That's why we got to stay in the word, because we don't know how to run it. We don't know how to run it. We don't know how to run, but God do. God knows how to run this race. So we should take great comfort in knowing that when we wait on the Lord, we receive our energy and strength. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40 and 31. Our pastor just talked about this on this past Sunday. And if you didn't, wasn't there, you missed a treat. The psalmist reiterates, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 27 and 14, another key to understanding God's timing is trust. To fully trust God, however, we need to know God. So get to know him if you don't know him. God's timing. Say what? Yes, I say what? Because it's about him. We're on his time. He created us for his purpose. And do you know your purpose for God creating you? Get to know him so he can let you know what your purpose is. And you can get with his timing. All right. Until the next time. Well, I'm saying bye-bye. Mrs. Fabulous checking out. Bye-bye.